Today is Gaudete Sunday, from the Latin word Gaudete, meaning rejoice. It's Rejoice Sunday. So the priest can wear an especially joyful color today, which is looks like pink, although we call it rose. I see some of you coordinated your outfits today. You got pink pants on this morning. Looks good. You match. Very good. I don't see any gentlemen that have gone with that color today, except myself. Last night when I was getting ready for the 4 o'clock Mass, Father Leo Lessard was in the sacristy. Some of you know Father Leo. And he looks at my vestment and he says, "You gonna wear that?" That's how Father Leo asks every question, though. And I said, "Yeah." He says, "It's pink." And I said, "It's rose, Father. Do you know why we wear rose?" And Father Leo said, "No." And I said, "We wear rose because Jesus rose from the dead." You can thank me later. Our liturgy reminds us to rejoice because the Lord is near. We should be a people of joy. Joy should be part of our life as Christians. And sometimes it is. Sometimes we do have joy. And sometimes it's not. Sometimes we're just not feeling the joy. Things can go up and down. What I recognize, though, is that often, why we're missing our joy is those little things. It's the small things that we allow to spoil our day, to spoil our joy. Example was the other morning, I was making coffee. And as I was making coffee, I dropped the coffee grounds on the floor, which wouldn't have been so bad because, you know, you can sweep them up. But I managed to drop water at exactly the same time. So all of a sudden, my floor, here I am needing coffee, and my coffee is grounds and water on my kitchen floor. Fortunately for me, there was an old t-shirt that had holes in it that I was getting ready to decommission, so that came in handy. And what I recognized is, when those sorts of things happen, it's easy to let that get to you. Nuts, you know? And so forgetting the fact that there's more coffee, there's more water, then their life goes on. That what we have, the good things we have, are so much better, so much greater than what we've lost. Even though we have lost something, it's not as bad as the blessings that we have. And we need to keep that in mind, that the blessings that God has given us are so much greater than the suffering that we might be going through in this particular time. And it happens in all sorts of different ways that someone can steal your joy, you know. Maybe it's just a sour person that grumps. You know, you're feeling all excited for Sunday Mass and some sour grump isn't impressed with the vestment you're going to wear. It's pink. You can let that ruin your joy, you know. And there are people that will do that. You're never happy with what you do. Whatever you do, they're always finding a problem, a complaint with it, you know. You drive an old car and they say, "Yeah, still driving that old junker? You should buy something new." You buy a new car and they're like, "Whoa, where'd you get the money for that, fancy boy?" There are some people that will never be happy no matter what you do. And they'll try to steal your joy. Don't let them steal your joy. Another part of a part of living in joy is to recognize that in life there are good times and bad times. Things go up and down. Up and down, you know. Sometimes you're struggling, sometimes you're doing well. And the secret to living in joy is that you make sure to enjoy the good moments, the blessings you have, the times when things are going well. Make sure you savor those moments and you enjoy them. And when things are going badly, when you're on the bottom end of that, you make sure to look ahead to the fact that it's not going to last forever and joy is going to come. That things are going to get better. We can do exactly the opposite, and you probably so know some people that do. When things are going well, they don't enjoy them because they're looking forward to the next disaster. You know, isn't it beautiful? The sun is out. Yeah, it's going to snow again, though. You know, they're always looking forward to the next disaster. And when the bad times happen, when bad things come, they wallow in it. They make sure to enjoy every moment of misery. It's a horrible day. It's snowy. It's muck. I'm miserable and tired. I need coffee, you know. They just make sure that no single miserable moment goes unnoticed. We got to live the other way. in order to live in joy, and savor the good moments and the blessings, and look forward past the struggles, knowing that blessings are going to come. I've learned that you can find blessings in everything, and you can find blessings in the snow. I mean, have you seen how beautiful it is when it snows? Wow, it's like being in a ticker tape parade all by yourself. It's like, you know. And when the snow is on the ground, it's so beautiful. It sparkles. It sparkles like it's like walking on diamonds. You know, and you can look out your window and you can say, whoa, they don't have beaches this white in Hawaii. Look at this, huh? Pretty good. Pretty nice. It's like beachfront property. Hey, you got to enjoy the good moments. And you can find good in everything. You can find good in everything. It's not so much about being an optimist, because some people find that naturally, but in keeping our focus on God, in recognizing that God has blessed us, God loves us, God will take care of us, and noticing the little things in daily life as His blessings, accepting them and making sure not to miss them. And the other part of it, as I said, is not letting something steal your joy. Not letting anyone steal your joy. A good example of that is, has anyone seen How the Grinch Stole Christmas? Yeah? Great Christmas special. And the Grinch is a green, miserable old person who lives up in a mountain in a cave by himself. He's a nasty, wasty, wast. He's a sour puss. He's a three-decker toadstool and sauerkraut sandwich with arsenic sauce. He's an unhappy, miserable person. Well, what makes him miserable most of all is the people down in Whoville are happy. They're happy, and when Christmas comes, it's a time of joy for them. And they're going to sing, they're going to play music, they're going to have fun, they're going to celebrate, it's going to be joyful. And he hates that because he doesn't have any joy in his soul. So he's going to steal their joy. He's going to steal Christmas. And he sneaks in on Christmas Eve, and if he steals all of their food, he steals their hoo hash, and he steals their roast beef, and he steals everything. Nothing left in the fridge. And he steals all their presents and Christmas decorations. And he loads them up, and he drives out of town. Now he has ruined Christmas for everyone. Everyone's going to be as miserable as he is. What happens? Christmas Day comes. And the Whos don't do what we would do. We would be sour and miserable and cry a lot. They're happy. They gather together and they sing their happy song that doesn't make any sense. And they join hands and they welcome Christmas. And as you think about it, though, what they have is so much greater than what they lost, because they have each other. They have this beautiful town that they live in. And they have a beautiful world that they live in. What they have is so much greater than what they lost. And that's how the Grinch fails. Not only is he not able to steal their joy, but their incredible joy wins him over. It changes his life. That's a challenge for us, is to live in joy so that we can bring joy to others who are not living in joy. And one of the secrets of that is to recognize that joy doesn't come out of a box. Joy does not come out of a box. And it's easy for us. We look for joy in our food, don't we? Maybe in our coffee, maybe. We look for joy there. We look for joy in our presents, in our gifts, in our stuff. We do. We've got to remember that joy ultimately doesn't come out of a box, whether that's a cereal box or an Xbox, whatever. Joy comes from God. It's His gift to us. And when we're focused on our things, we can easily lose our joy. I remember a young boy, he had saved up for months to buy an iPod. And within the first week that he had it, he dropped it and cracked it. And his life was shattered. And he had looked for this. This was so exciting. This was going to be exactly what he wanted, what he was missing. He was looking for his joy there, and his joy was shattered. When we look for our joy in things, we can ultimately be disappointed. And people can steal our joy because they can easily take our things. When we look for joy in what God has given us as a whole, in all His many blessings, in this beautiful world, in the people who are around us, that's when the joy lasts. The joy remains. It doesn't come and go, but it stays. We should be a people of joy. Our life should be a life of joy. And today, Gaudete, rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord. Rejoice in God who has saved us. Rejoice in God who has blessed us. Rejoice in the many blessings He's given us that are sitting right next to us. Allow those joys to sink in and to fill our life. And that's the secret of being joyful no matter what happens.